This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. President Biden was in New Jersey this afternoon drumming up support for his economic agenda, the granular details of which we will stay away from because, honestly, who can keep track? About all we know is that it's not going to be the $3.5 trillion over 10 years that was the plan originally, and that is going to mean the investment in some key programs is going to have to be smaller. Marketplace's Amy Scott takes up affordable housing.
Affordable housing advocates had high hopes for this bill and the more than $320 billion initially included for housing. It would have funded up to 750,000 new housing choice vouchers, which help low-income people afford private rentals. Carol Galante is founder of the Turner Center for Housing Innovation at UC Berkeley.
It would put us a huge step forward from where we are today, where only one in four people who would qualify for a voucher are able to obtain one.
And even then, the average wait time is more than 2 years, says Will Fisher at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
We know vouchers are highly effective at reducing homelessness and housing instability and overcrowding, but the program's never been funded at anywhere near the level that's needed to meet the need.
It's not clear what the final legislation will include. Diane Yentel is CEO of the National Low-Income Housing Coalition. She's pushing negotiators to keep programs that would repair and preserve aging public housing and build more affordable apartments.
These investments could literally end homelessness in our country, which has tremendous benefits to children, to families, to communities, and to the country.
But that's an argument advocates are likely making for childcare, paid leave, Medicaid expansion, as everyone fights for their piece of a much smaller pie. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.